This is the old, old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with Program 61 of the 260 program series dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years, the HKP years. Earlier life was recorded and reported in the 25-year series of the great Frank L. Fitzsimmons called From the Banks of the Ocklawaha, and we call this then simply Where Fitz Left Off. Today, a memory of one of our staffers will never forget with a man who does remember. Back in the early 60s, a young graduate of Hendersonville High School was looking for a summer job before heading off to college at the University of North Carolina. The young man's name was Robert F. Orr, but in those young years, everybody called him simply Bobby. He was hired to work in the sales department, and he was a hard worker. He was a quick learner. That summer, the Asheville Country Club sponsored an exhibition golf match between Gary Player and Jack Nicklaus. Though Bobby worked in sales, he was an avid golfer, and he badgered everybody to let him go to the exhibition, even promising to do an interview with Jack Nicklaus if he could have the time off. Our Bobby, now Judge Robert F. Orr of the North Carolina Supreme Court, does remember his time with us at WHKP. The Department of Justice building is directly across the street from the Department of Transportation building in Raleigh. And when a new board member of the DOT is to be sworn in, they'd simply call across the street, and one of the justices would come over. When it was Judge Orr's turn to do the swearing-in bit, he looked down at me and he said to the rest of the board, "I'm delighted to see my old boss Kermit Edney sitting here. He gave me the first job I ever had, and it was in the field of broadcasting. I've never been prouder in all my life." Here was a young man who was the first Republican to be elected to the North Carolina Court of Appeals in this century, and then became the first Republican to be elected to the North Carolina Supreme Court in this century. So when I began work on this series, Remembering, I wrote to, and I still call him Bobby, and asked him to refresh my memory on his big day with Jack Nicklaus. Back in January, he wrote to me and said he still had a tape of that interview somewhere, but he couldn't find it. He said, and I'm quoting now, "To begin with, there was a press conference with both golfers, but I think I failed to push the record button in my nervousness and got nothing to show for it. After that, both Nicklaus and Player went to the driving range, and he said as the two golfers headed for the first tee, he was promised by Jack that he would do an interview with him after the match. He said after the 18 holes, he truthfully expected Nicklaus to tell him that he had to go, but again, and I quote, to my surprise, he invited me into the locker room. He and I sat down on stools and did the interview. This time, I remembered to push the record button. He said he remembered being tremendously impressed with Nicklaus's kindness and cordiality, and I'll quote Bobby again, I suppose my experience doing this interview should have forewarned me that a career change would someday be in the making. Thus, I matriculated into a profession where mechanical skills are not necessary. As a lawyer, if you could operate a pencil, pad, and book, you could make a go of it," end quote. When I received that letter, I thought to myself, I should send a copy of this to Jack Nicklaus. Little could he know that an interview he had done with a young man in 1962 would someday turn out to be a Supreme Court justice. On February 14th, I received a copy of the letter that Jack Nicklaus had written to Judge Robert Orr. The envelope had on the outside simply Jack Nicklaus and a golden bear. Inside, and I'll quote a part of it, Jack said, "If you ever come across that tape, I'd love to hear it. But I'm certainly glad that you had the foresight to give up sports reporting for a more respectable career." Nicklaus concluded his letter to Judge Robert Orr by saying, "Perhaps our paths will cross again one of these days. Until then, I wish you all the best." And I have a feeling that our Bobby Orr, Judge Robert Orr, has shown that letter from Jack Nicklaus, the Golden Bear, to many, many of his friends and cohorts in the Justice Building there in Raleigh. Another memory of this seventh child of a seventh child who was lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.